28 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We do expect another hot and humid day in Middle Tennessee with a heat index high as 103. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Relations between state lawmakers and prison officials have not always been cordial. There's been tension over the state budget, prison conditions, and safety protocols. Now, that may have intensified after a surprise visit by three state lawmakers. Senators Tom Hatcher, Ed Jackson, and Ken Yeager showed up unannounced at the Morgan County State Prison last month. The Tennessee Lookout reports the lawmakers said they wanted to see how the prison was running after a guard was killed on duty in February. Specifically, they wanted to check the locks. That's because an inmate named Reginald Steed was able to get out of his cell. He was reportedly able to take advantage of faulty locks. He fatally stabbed Correctional Officer Dustin Pettigo. Steed was charged with first-degree murder. The locks now have temporary reinforcements. The senator said Correction Commissioner Frank Strada seemed upset they came unannounced, but that they acted within their rights as lawmakers with oversight responsibility. The Department of Corrections declined to comment. The state chapter of the NAACP The state chapter of the NAACP is charging forward with its legal challenge to Tennessee's newly redrawn congressional districts. The group argues the new maps violate the 14th and 15th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, intentionally discriminating against black voters by diluting their power. The Tennessee Lookout reports the group is asking a federal judicial panel to block the maps while the case works its way through the courts. Prior to redistricting, Tennessee's 9th congressional district had been the state's lone Democratic seat. The filing alleges the state's Republican supermajority redrew the maps in a process that was, quote, shrouded in secrecy and racially charged, end quote, to intentionally deny black voters in Memphis the ability to select a candidate of their choosing. Republicans have said that the redistricting efforts were meant to give a partisan advantage, not based on race. The American flag has been a ubiquitous symbol for generations on products and in art, including ties to plenty of country songs. But in recent years, some artists say it's arguably come to represent something narrower and less inclusive. Now, a few country artists outside the mainstream are challenging that claim, like Pink Beard, a black singer-songwriter from Alabama. He poses in a Western shirt printed with the flag and urges listeners to identify with people vulnerable to deportation.
The iconography of the American flag has kind of been sequestered to one side. This is ours, and when we do it, this flag represents this. And I'm like, no, that flag represents everybody here, and I have just as much right to it as anybody.
He interviewed with senior music reporter Julie Height, who looks at how country artists are playing with and tweaking assumptions around patriotic symbols. You can hear that story later this hour.